Welcome back to Minnesota Farm Fest. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Our coverage brought to you as a service by Spray Tech. And it is day number two. The pancakes have been doled out, and there's 1,000 full tummies out there with the breakfast. I don't know. Tom Peterson, the Ag Commissioner of the state of Minnesota, is nice enough to swing by. We usually get a chance to visit with Tom every year. Did you make the breakfast?
No, I didn't. But I'm always like so impressed with the line for the pancakes. It's like, and people love the pancakes here, and you're just so right. I saw my neighbors. I joke in, you guys drove 3 hours to have pancakes and a couple sausages, but it brings people in, you know. So
here's the thing: Zippy was up there. Zippy Duvall was flipping the pancakes, and Sonny Perdue, I think, did it a couple years ago.
He did, And I visited with Zippy this morning. It's great to have, like, you know, and that's what you get at Farm Fest. You get like those national commodity presidents, and it's just great to visit with him. So,
well, a lot going on. We got a lot of candidate forums happening today. I know you ended up, for the first time in a long time, you ended up being busy, I believe, in St. Paul, but you are here today. And that's the great thing about you, that and our own Doug Goring also gets out. But you were, I think you were out more. I'm just going to say it. You were out more. I see you more. But you're very approachable. And I think it's pretty cool. We came and actually picked you up and brought you back to where we were, and you can tell. Usually, isn't it in the political world, people are not really waving at you, but you're saying, hey, how's it going? So it must be kind of nice to get recognized and people just be able to talk to you. You're approachable.
You just, like, you know, the best part of the job is getting out and seeing people, and I really believe, like, I don't know if I don't know. So, and you're out here, man. What, I've been here for a little over an hour, and I've already got, like, you know, crop conditions from all over the state. I got financial conditions. I got water conditions, you know, and that's what you get. You get that firsthand, you know, and people know that they can talk to you, and that really helps me do my job as commissioner. Yeah. So it just, and you get to see people from all over. I mean, we're in Redwood Falls, but, you know, there's people from, you know, your listening area. Yep. There's people from my farm up north and out southeast. So always great.
So there's a lot of things going on in the agriculture world. We could head in 10 different directions, but something a little different this year for the first time in a while. Governor Tim Walz is not running for re-election. You were appointed by Governor Walz back in, what, 2019, I believe? Mm-hmm. And there's the possibility that you might be back on the farm full time, but we don't know that yet. We got the form, the governor's form going on here, I think, in just a little bit. So will you go watch?
Yeah, no, I'll be there, and you know, just as interested as the next Minnesotan, and who's going to be our next governor, and, you know, looking at all of that, and you know, and that's great. You know, this is so cool. You know, that people get to get up there and watch our Senate and our governor's debate. It's going to be crowded. The congressional debates, I listened to them on the radio on the way out here yesterday. They were very lively. But, you know, and I always tell farmers, like, if you want to be involved and you want to get involved in policy, you can. You know, I know so many farmers that I just say are average John or Susie farmer that are on first-name basis with our governor, with our U.S. senators, you know. You can have access and you can make an impact. And that's what's great about being out here.
There is the possibility you could be reappointed and you'd be interested in.
You know, I really like, you know, working with, you know, being commissioner. It's really an honor to get out. I enjoy the working with the team. And, you know, we'll see how everything plays out next year. I always say I'll be back on the farm or driving school bus next year. But you never know. You know, it's always an honor to serve. And, you know, and I, you know, we'll just see what happens.
Okay. Oh, well, let's get into the world of agriculture a little bit. There's lots to talk about. I guess maybe the number one is, could we have a farm bill on Thursday? I know that the Senate side is the last remaining portion of trying to get the farm bill done, and E15 is a part of that conversation. Are you hearing anything? Are you excited? Are you optimistic? I was talking, I forget who I was talking to yesterday, but having E15, I want E15 to pass, don't get me wrong, but I think having E15 back on the farm bill might make it harder for it to pass.
Yeah, you know, and you know, we got a front row seat to it because, you know, Senator Klobuchar is the ranking member, and it's a big deal, really, because she's having her gubernatorial debate today, and there was a lot of question whether they were going to have the vote today and whether she'd be there. And so, you know, putting it together, she's going to do her debate this morning and then get on a plane and head out there. But I know, been working really closely with her There's really two big issues that rise to the top. One is the SNAP and SNAP funding, and you know, and that's a big portion, like the majority portion of the farm bill, and ties into, and then E15, you know. Yeah. and E15 is incredibly important, and man, I wish we'd get that done. But I'm an optimist, and you know, I still hope that they're going to come to an agreement, get that done. You know, Bozeman, Senator Bozeman, Chair Bozeman, you know, I get a chance to interact and talk to him, and I think he can compromise and get there with Senator Klobuchar. So, fingers crossed.
Well, it sounds like more compromise is on the table because of health issues with at least one particular senator. Correct?
Yeah, I forget what his name is, but yeah, no.
Maybe there's going to be a little softening and a little negotiation. SNAP benefits is always a big question mark.
Well, it's really interesting because really. Your farm bills, you do lose the edges of both parties, the Republicans and Democrats. Yeah. So you got to have a bipartisan votes at some point. And so that is interesting, you know, so we'll see. But but there's so much more in there. There's, you know, trade promotion, which trade is a big topic right now. Research funding for our universities in North Dakota and Minnesota and the great work they do, animal disease, energy title. You can go on and on. There's so many things hanging out there. So fingers crossed.
Finally, to get this done, at least a lot of the things that have been hanging out there for we're working on the 2018 farm bill. So been out there for
a while.
Let's talk about what you're hearing for agriculture across the state over the last 3 or 4 weeks. To be honest with you, I've gotten to drive across the beautiful state of Minnesota quite a bit. We went to Wisconsin recently, and I tell you what, corn crops look pretty darn good.
They do, you know, in most of the state. We kind of got, you know, we used to call them million-dollar rains. You know, I'd call it a billion-dollar rain that we just got this last week, because that was a crop-saving rain that we got across central Minnesota. And then we do have some parts of our state. You know, last Thursday, the drought monitor had 80% of the state in D1. And 40% of the state almost in D2 severe drought, you know, and so that monitor should look a lot better this week, but there are still pockets. Southwest is south of here. We have a couple counties that have been declared disaster areas. We have a few more in central Minnesota. We have the sand plains that missed that rain, and hopefully they'll catch it tonight. But the pastures are drying up, hay's drying up, but we got a good first and second cutting. You know, and we'll see. But otherwise, crop looks great. I just drove down to southern Minnesota last night. Some of the best corn, soybeans I've seen. Yeah. So fingers crossed.
So there was some positivity, but there's also the other side. Commodity prices are zigzagging all over the place because of, obviously, the wars and different things that are going on. What's the vibe in the ag world, though? I mean, we got to keep our farmers in business. We'd love to keep eating. And how are farmers going? Are you hearing from them still quite a bit?
I am quite a bit, you know, even just getting in here. And I'd say top of mind right now is fuel prices, you know, not surprising. Diesel back over $5 a gallon, and whether you're hauling cattle or getting ready to buy your fall fuel, we had the fertilizer, you know, issues started in the spring. We'd say like 70% of the farmers had bought their fertilizer last fall, you know, and we'd always say, well, what are we going to do this fall, you know? And when I talk to the suppliers, the co-ops and everything, they're worried about, you know, they think the, you know, have enough product, but the price is going to have some sticker shock to farmers. Right. And so we got to hopefully get some of those things figured out. Cause like with prices, you know, we need a better margin for our farmers. We lost 1300 farmers in Minnesota in the last 2 years. And I am worried that, you know, farmers were able to, you know, get that crop in this year, but we just can't keep doing that every year. And so we'll see. So
you mentioned losing 1,300 farmers. What are happening to those farms? Is somebody picking up the torch? Is it being handed off? Or are we getting bigger farms and more corporate farms?
Yeah, you know, consolidation. We kind of knew this was going to happen at some point. We're kind of at the end of the baby boomer generation, too. So silver tsunami. You know, we knew we were going to have a lot of retirements and not somebody taking over. Minnesota, we have our beginning farmer tax credit, a down payment assistance. So we're getting, I think that'll level off and whatnot, too, depending on prices. But that has a lot to do with it, too. You know, but, you know, I looked at the mediation notices last month, and they're more than double what they were last month. Almost 300 farmers got mediation notices in July, and that's concerning. That's, to me, is a red flag. And, You know, so we keep working to address that, build our markets, our ethanol market strong, our cattle market strong. We have sustainable aviation fuel coming. There's a lot of positives. Okay. We just got to build those markets.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm running out of time here. The clock is ticking by, but Tom, thank you so much for stopping by. Greatly appreciated.